Yeah,
I was
we
just
got
still.
some we got some anti-mask Karens.
Oh yeah.
To look at.
Ooh, I can't wait. I love this is my favorite genre, yo.
Oh yeah.
Oh god.
Bring it on. In oh, this cocksucker.
I've seen this fucking guy all over, not even on Twitter, but on fucking Instagram too.
Have you seen this, Jamie?
I don't think so.
All right, dope.
Do you need a mask?
Yeah, I actually do. Do you have one? All right, thank you. I have one here to say, fuck your mask!
Oh my god.
No, I'm gonna.
What a brave individual.
Do you have pepper? Do you have bear spray?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can I get a mask? Right, I was just
either.
Kidding.
You can't really get a mask. That
Wait, is this a...
What do you mean? I don't have to...
Is this Baked Alaska?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. I saw him doing another one of these. Or is this the same one?
Yeah, I think it's the same one.
Oh, because it's a longer one.
But
okay,
I'm not gonna spoil it.
I only saw like the second half of this.
Okay. Roll it.
Okay, shh.
I hate this dude.
Ugh.
I hate people like him.
Yeah. Plenty of people like him. It's terrible.
He probably sucks dick for bus fare and then walks.
Dude, it was this kind of behavior that really turned me off from like the blood sports community more than anything. Like, hey, like their Nazi fucking dog whistling was annoying,
nice,
but
ooh, Mondo could use
you could kind of ignore it and just be like, eh, whatever, they got dumb opinions.
Right.
But like this shit, dude, when Andy Worski started making videos like this or streaming like this,
yo, dude,
that was the final nail.
I hated Pisces already.
He looks like a fucking chode.
He is a chode. He always has been, dude.
Oh my god! Take off the Bret Hart fucking sunglasses, you useless waste of fucking sperm and ovum.
True, dude. This is like the lowest tier of content right here. Like this IRL, like I'm gonna harass people in public. I'm gonna go around. I did some fucking streams a while back when Andy Worski was doing this shit, when he was ripping off this shit because he had no fucking originality left. And like it just really like bothers me that someone would go around in public, do this kind of shit, piss people off, ruin people's day, you know, just to make a little cash. And hey, they do make a lot of fucking money doing this.
Oh yeah.
And that's why it's the lowest tier. It's worse than mimes. Yeah, it's like appealing to literally the lowest common denominator, doing the lowest energy, weakest fucking type of content. And by the way, this kind of thing is one of the reasons why YouTube doesn't like us streamers anymore, and why they try to discourage IRL streaming, why they try to discourage mobile streaming for anyone who has less than 2,000 subscribers. Like there's reasons. Like this shit is a cancer on fucking YouTube. It makes YouTubers look bad. It makes the platform look bad. And I mean his fucking anti-mask fucking Nazi bullshit probably doesn't help. I don't know. Does he do Nazi shit? I haven't seen him do it.
I can do a little quick research here. Spibbidi-spoo.
Fucking. I mean, he hangs around with those kind of
people.
Oh,
yeah, like, yeah. He's obviously fucked in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's part of the alt.
You're calling the cops?
Wank.
Over a mask?
Yeah.
There's no mask mandate in Arizona, ma'am.
Private property.
There is no mask mandate
if
in Arizona.
Fucking should be.
Can I just buy this hat real quick? Doesn't it look nice? I can't buy this hat?
Dude, stop being a dickhead.
I'm not being a dickhead.
You literally are. That's literally your job.
You are literally a walking penis with a beard.
Oh, it's not America, so you're calling us nice. So
she is just Chiant testing you.
Angry incel. Angry incel.
Yeah.
She will be cute AF.
Look,
oh my god.
I want to embrace the true American spirit. We don't need masks.
No,
you don't. You don't even know what the fucking true American spirit is.
You're endangering other people. That's not the American spirit.
I'm very smart.
Yeah.
I am smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's about 0.004
about us. You are like the smartest retard on the short bus.
He's a fucking moron.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Get your ass back on the short bus, Billy. Come on. Come on. Stop pooping your pants. Get on the bus.
I want to buy the hat and I want to move on.
Hey, babe, you need to team up with some YouTube
have Richard Spencer on.
Off, you would you. Many like, subscriber on. Oh
my God.
I just can I buy the hat or no?
Why not? Like he literally it's him and his audience are getting off to like pissing these people off.
Arrested yeah.
You know, these people are doing their fucking jobs.
Right, I guess if you're refusing to sell me the hat, I'll just
trying to go about their day.
Have a good night.
And this fucker really is trying to ruin it.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did that do?
You committed trespassing. I already talked to them on my way here. They asked you 5 times to leave. That's more than
I'm leaving right now, sir.
Doesn't matter. You lost that opportunity.
This is the best part.
Goodbye to rejects. Why are you?
These people called me.
Ooh, they're going to cuff him?
Because of a mask, bro. There's no mask in Arizona. I'm leaving right now.
No, you're not leaving right now.
Why not?
Put your hands behind your back. You're under arrest for trespassing. I'm dead.
I'm leaving.
Doesn't
right
matter.
Now.
Hell yeah. Arrest this worthless fuck.
I'm leaving right now.
Oh, just chuck him in the back with your ears.
This isn't the same clip I saw, by the way, but I guess he's been doing a lot of this.
I don't want to do this to you.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm glad this shit finally caught up to him.
I won't come back in here. Okay, I'm leaving right. I need your ID. Okay.
Fuck this worthless fuck.
These are the issues.
Oh, fucking Christ.
You can hear the worriness in his voice when he's like, okay, I'll leave. Like, oh, now
he's
you're
scared.
Fucking, yeah. Oh, now you lost your composure. Whoa, you still
having pissing in his pants.
Exactly. Yeah. You just having a good time. Just be like, oh, fuck, like I'm not going to wear a mask at all. You can't really do shit. And then the cop shows up and he's like, oh, fuck.
Please don't arrest me.
Before
the cops showed up, he was so fucking confident. Like, yeah, fuck your mask, motherfucker. Yeah, I love how that tune changes the minute a cop comes in. No, put your hands behind your back, motherfucker.
Hey, dickhead, your fucking actions have consequences. This is one of them.
Yeah.
I don't get these people who think that they have all the rights but don't exercise any of the responsibilities. It's fucking absurd.
What like, responsibilities?
And these people promote self-responsibility.
See, these people, well, they virtue signal at it, but they don't actually believe in that.
Yeah,
they believe being in America, being an American means having infinite rights and no one ever gets to fuck with you or tell you what to do.
Yeah, it's like being Billy Badass.
Unless someone else is doing something they don't like, then it's like, oh, well, we got to stop them.
Like, yeah, these people don't. You would think they would have the benefit of thinking things through, but they don't. They just, it slips their fucking mind every time.
I mean, they're clearly very small brained individuals. They can't look. Hey, I don't like to pick on the mentally ill. Okay, look, these people are clearly mentally deficient. We should have compassion for them.
Well,
clearly,
you know, the best way to compassion is in the back of a paddy wagon.
True.
You know,
get the straitjacket on.
You know what that sounds like, Jay? It sounds like your version of "I love the poorly educated."
I do. I love them. Give me more money. Come on, guys. I need just a bunch of poorly educated saps in my audience that I can just, you know, dog whistle a bunch of racist shit at, and they'll be like, oh, that's so good. Here, take my money, Jay. Take all my money. I don't need it. I sit here and I watch you all day, and I just love it. When you said the N-word the other day, that was funny as fuck, man.
I tell you what, saying the N-word to a bunch of black people is the funniest thing I ever did sing. Oh, it's the greatest comedy since Gallagher. I swear to God. Oh yeah, that NASCAR. Woo, NASCAR. Turn left circles all day.
God damn.
Not to pick on people who actually watch NASCAR because it's sort of a sport.
You know,
I'm talking about ignorant ass rednecks. Okay.
You know what we need?
Okay.
We need brain transplants for the fucking fucked.
I wish they fucking worked.
Brain transplants for conservatives. Who cares? Whatever. We'll just take it'll be a Hail Mary. If it doesn't work well, at least there's
one less gas station attendant. I don't know.
Can we make that joke? But for the record, that was a joke. And I was talking about Minecraft. Don't ban us. We love you, YouTube.
Terraria. It's a little two dimensional, I guess, but.
God damn. Yeah, brain transplants for conservatives in Terraria. That's the new meme, you know? Fuck Minecraft. We're doing shit in Terraria now. The new revolution, the true revolution is taking place in Terraria. See, we've been saying Minecraft forever now, right? Mosh has been saying Minecraft. I don't know if I'm saying Minecraft, but that's just a fucking that's just a distraction. That's just to, like, you know, to make everyone think that it's going down in Minecraft. Actually, the true revolution's going down in Terraria. Be there or be square, yo.
Be pixelated.
Yeah. I guess you can't be square. Well, you can be square. You can be a pixelated square.
You could be a pixelated blob.
Be there or be a pixelated square. There you go.
Oh, Lord. Guys are now Karens.
Oh, yeah. No,
we're breaking the gender barrier on this.
Fuck the Kevin thing. Oh, yeah. This is the clip I saw. This is the one I saw. So yeah,
I haven't seen this. I haven't.
This one pisses me off.
Call the police over a mask? You guys are fucking cucks, dude. Look at you. You're fucking 400 ass pounds. Get on a fucking treadmill, bitch. SJW ass bitch. Blue hair ass looking ass bitch.
Oh,
pull your mask up. How about fuck you?
Shut the hell up and get the hell out.
Oh, triggered. Dude, we got someone triggered over here.
Pause this hole.
Okay. The triggered thing, dude, I'm so sick. Dude, it makes me sick that I ever had a show called Pull the Trigger. The triggered narrative, anytime you, like, this is the thing I hate about it the most. Most of the time, it's these people instigating and pushing people and trying to, like, piss people off. And then when they finally do have a normal human reaction, these fucking people who are reactionaries themselves, like, we know what type of person this is. You know, fucking reactionary anti-SJW type. They fucking will project their triggeredness onto you because you are having a fucking normal human reaction and getting fucking pissed or annoyed or whatever. And, like, dude, get the fuck out. Like, oh my God, you're so triggered. Dude, fuck you. Like, you wouldn't be triggered doing a fucking minimum wage job like this, working your fucking ass off, and some fucking little shithead fucking live streamer, fucking IRL streamer, the lowest of the low, bottom of the fucking barrel, piece of fucking garbage, comes into your place of work, harasses you, calls you a fat fucking ugly SJW. Like, get the fuck out. What? You wouldn't get triggered too, you little fucking bitch?
Half baked Alaska.
And that response of just like, oh, someone's triggered. Like, you could hear that satisfaction in his voice, but
he was being Sargon smug right there.
Exactly.
That's all he cares about. That's the only reason he's here, is to trigger these people so that he can laugh at, like, that's his goal. That's his whole goal, is to just piss someone off, ruin someone's day, make them have a fucking like a panic attack or something, like make them fucking freak out, make them lose their shit, have a breakdown or whatever. Because to him, it's funny. To him, ruining someone's entire fucking day is just a joke. That's how he makes his content. That's how he makes his nut. Little rich, privileged fucking white boy that can go around and just fuck with people for a living.
Yeah. This is literally scraping straight through the bottom of the barrel as far as content goes.
This is like the worst.
This is content you can't even bother thinking about. This is just, I've just got to wing it.
This kind of shit, by the way, mostly appeals to like right wing / incel teenagers that you know, use their parents' credit cards or whatever to fucking donate to this dude. I mean, there's people of all ages that, but like this appeals to a very immature fucking mindset.
Oh, it is ridiculously immature. Trying to get fucking reactions out of people like this for incel cash is just, it's really fucking laughable.
Yeah, like, dude, I'm sorry. Like, yeah, I want to be successful on YouTube, but goddamn, if I'm gonna if I'm gonna fucking compromise my morals and my fucking self-respect and the fucking mental well-being of just regular fucking people going about their lives to make a bit of easy cash, fuck off. I could do it if I really wanted to. I could just get my fucking phone, go to like downtown Albuquerque, walk around, harass random fucking businesses, you know, have text to speech on, you know, have my fucking incel audience, you know, send me words that sound kind of like n-words or something, and
vaguely
and
talk about
the white race and talk about dumb bitches that need to get mouth fucked or whatever, and I could do what? That. I could make a decent little living if I tried. I know I could. It's not hard.
Not only that, a lot of these people haven't even been fucking laid in their entire lives, so it's like not only are they ugly on the inside, they're probably just fucking
ugly on the outside.
Yeah,
they're just ugly all around.
Yeah, and that is. That kind of, I don't know, internal ugliness being projected onto others. Yeah.
Yep.
That's one of those things that we really need to fucking combat in a way. Well, not in a way. We need to combat it generally because there's Yeah, we can hear you. Okay,
sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
Mic unplugged.
Ah. Yeah, that tends to happen to you a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, I need a new cord. I'm waiting for it. It didn't come, actually. The cord I fucking ordered didn't come, but I got my refund from Amazon. But now I have to order another one, so I'm still waiting on it.
Son of a bitch. I was that all that was on the video, though?
Anything that was interesting.
Yeah, just him yelling and calling her a fat SJW cow or whatever. Dude, like, it's so fun. Like, I love how these people, by the way, they're still using, like, insults from 2016. They're still, these guys, dude, Vosh was pointing it out the other day. Like, these people really are stuck in, like, 2016 mm-hmm. or 2014 even. They're stuck in, like, the Gamergate era. And they're still, like, fighting a battle between, you know, them and SJWs. And literally, like, any person they see now with colored hair is an SJW. Yeah. I wanted to point that out, too. That was ridiculous. What, like, how do you know she doesn't just think blue hair is pretty? Like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Like maybe she just, like, she could be the most right-wing person. I've seen right-wing people that color their hair. Like, and even if she is, her political leanings don't make it okay for you to fuck with her. That's the thing. This dude, I can tell he's just particularly emboldened by the mask thing, because to him right now, anyone wearing a mask is a chump and an idiot, so he's even more justified for fucking with them in his twisted, fucked up mind. And it's fucked. Because it's like, dude, no, these fucking people, like, first of all, no one in these businesses gets to choose whether or not they're wearing a mask. They should be, and a lot of them probably do want to be, but, like, at the end of the day, it's not up to them. So you acting like they are trying to impose something on you, like, get over it. Get over it. You're living in fucking 2020. People gotta wear masks. I'm sorry. That's the world we're living in.
Mm-hmm.
Get over it. It's one, like, this year will be over. This pandemic will be over. We'll look back on the memory of it. And you know what? Probably a lot of us will miss wearing masks because some of them are stylish as fuck, yo.
Oh, yeah, they are. They can be pretty fucking stylish.